It's Celebrate Your Name Week, and that has Shelley Fraser-Mickle thinking about those names that we get after we've already been given a name, nicknames.
My friend Irene Randolph hated her name. Not the Randolph part, but the Irene part. She said it made her sound like an old woman, when in fact she was in the same third grade as I was. For a while, I couldn't see Irene's point. After all, her name brought her an awful lot of special attention, since I'd never seen her around a group of grown-ups when one of them didn't start singing that song, "Good night, Irene, good night, Irene, I'll see you in my dreams." If I could sing, I would, but since I can't, I won't. But still, you get the idea. By the time we were in the sixth grade, Irene said that if she heard that song being sung one more time by anybody in her presence, she was going to tear her hair out. Now, Irene's hair was something to behold. The second thing that you noticed about it was the collar. It was a shade similar to creamy butter. But the first thing you noticed was that it was so curly. It ran over her head like, well, there's no sense in not saying this like it really was. It ran over her head like a big pot of cooked noodles had been overturned up there. By the time we hit sixth grade, nicknames were so rampant in our school that if you didn't have one, well, I guess I ought to say this like it really was too. If you didn't have a nickname, it was pretty much like you'd been wiped off the planet. The boys were naming each other things like Bruiser and Ace, Buster and Pee-wee. We girls were changing each other to Missy and Sandy, Bobby and Taffy. Someone called me Shelly Bean, and that stuck. That's the thing about nicknames. You can't give one to yourself. Someone else has to do it. One day before school, when a bunch of us were standing out in the hall, Bruiser Ledbetter and Pee-wee Taylor looked at Irene Randolph and called her Noodles. By the time we hit high school, most of our nicknames had been rubbed off, but Irene Randolph went all the way through college and beyond as Noodles. In fact, whenever I hear from her now, she always writes me on her business stationery. Across the top as a letterhead it says, Noodles, the best little restaurant this side of Paris. Yes, it's not often that someone can say they have lived up to their nickname.